Good morning. Welcome to the second Sunday of Easter, which every year since the year 2000 is known as Divine Mercy Sunday, given to us in the year 2000 by St. John Paul II. In 1931, there was a young Polish nun, Sister Faustina, who received, as perhaps you know, a series of visions of Christ. And during one of these apparitions, she was given the instruction to paint that image that's at the back of the church. I'm looking at it now, with Jesus, his right hand raised in blessing, his left hand over his heart, and two rays emanating forth beneath the inscription, "Jesus, I trust in you." Today's gospel is the familiar one that all of us know about doubting Thomas. All the apostles all really had their doubts. The readings for Mass during the week after this last Easter was how the disciples were so slow to believe. They were so slow to have faith. Even after they saw all the works of Jesus, even after they saw the empty tomb, they went back to their old way of life. They went back to their fishing, their old way of living. They went back to what they're familiar with, what they were comfortable with, what they knew. Even after seeing the risen Jesus, they didn't want their lives disrupted for anything to change. Albert Einstein, as you know, was a renowned physicist, and once he was traveling on a train to a conference. As the conductor was making his way down the aisle to punch the passengers' tickets, he realized that he didn't have his ticket. He lost it. And so he was scrambling, looking in every pocket that he could, looking between the seats, looking in his briefcase. He couldn't find it. So as the conductor came to punch his ticket, Einstein looked at him and said, "Sir, I've lost my ticket. I don't know what to do. I purchased one, but I don't know where it is. The conductor was very gracious and said, "Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. No need to worry. I trust that you purchased a ticket." And the conductor continued on his way, punching the passengers' train tickets. Soon afterwards, Einstein got on his knees and on his hands and was looking all over for this ticket. And the conductor looked back and realized that Einstein was again still scrambling, looking for his ticket. And so he went back to Einstein and he said, "Dr. Einstein, it's okay. I know who you are and I trust that you've purchased a ticket. No need to worry." Einstein looked up at him from the floor and said, "Sir, I also know who I am, but I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going." Those same disciples in these days of Easter, you and I sometimes have no idea where we're going. At times it can feel like in our society, in our culture, in our world, in our own lives, that we really don't know where we're going. Maybe you felt the same way about your life. What am I living for? What am I doing? What is my purpose in life? The apostles felt that way. I've felt that way. Perhaps you've felt that way. If you think about it for a moment, if Christianity were not true, if what we're celebrating this May, the reason that we're here, was really one big giant myth, if it wasn't real, if Jesus really didn't rise from the dead, if he didn't appear to his disciples, his apostles, if Thomas really hadn't touched and put his hand to the nail marks in Jesus' body, why on earth would Thomas go all the way to India? Would James go all the way to Spain? Would Peter and Paul go to Rome? Would John, in that second reading today, be on that island of Patmos? Why would the disciples go to such great lengths, endure such great sufferings, endure such great martyrdom if it never happened, if it wasn't true? It doesn't make sense. If what today in our gospel reading never happened, if the apostles weren't led to believe that that, in fact, is true, that Christ, in fact, rose from the dead. We live in a culture that is all about what is true is what we can study, what we can analyze, what we can dissect, what we can observe. Like Thomas, we can be, unless I see it, it's not true. Unless I can observe it, it's not true. Well, how funny it is that to this day, from those 12 weak apostles that locked themselves twice in a room out of fear of the Jews, went to every continent in the known world, that church from those 12 simple, weak men is now spread 2,000 years in every continent, in every country. It's found on every street corner, in schools, in hospitals, cities and town, urban and rural areas. Did you notice those last two lines in the gospel today? Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not recorded in this book, that you may come to believe. That you may come to believe. He's still working. He's still present. He's still present at the Eucharist. He's still forgiving in the sacrament. He's still baptizing in the sacrament of baptism. He hasn't left. Do we believe, like Thomas, that to really be true?